Check the celestial timepiece.
What do you check in the celestial timepiece?
Is there any
signal? Recording?
Yes.
Is there any signal from the celestial timepiece?
So it's disconnected.
Still nothing.
He's looking at it. Pulls out a slinky from his sack. Nah.
Gortat?
Has ever said Gortat?
Oh, nothing?
No.
Sir?
Does Eros know his name?
Eros might know his name.
Does Eros announce this to the party? Can he?
He can.
Does he say Gortog and then shudder?
You!
Yep.
I know of you.
Really?
Is your name Gortog? What is that face? You.
That's an interesting name.
That's Gortog. Gortog?
Yep.
Gortog, listen to the gods. Moradin loves you.
And there goes that.
What do we have accounts in? The casino?
Yep.
You said ever?
Casino. I run the place.
What is the casino?
Oh, it's a wondrous place.
And how do we have accounts if we haven't really used anything?
Oh, you know, not everyone who's used the place, been there, has an account.
Gortog.
Not everyone who has an account has been there.
Do the gods have an account at your casino?
Are you really asking that? Seriously, Kuro?
Well, who you're asking about?
Gods, crossbows, gods, crossbows.
Moradin.
So if we have accounts, can we use those?
Picks up the box and shakes it and says, Moradin. That's a mighty knowledge of count, man. Let's tell the Earthen One that he has a large account to spend at the casino.
Has he been to the casino?
No, I've never met the guy.
Then how did... I don't get it. What do we buy with it besides NASTS manuals?
Well, guys don't know what the casino is like.
Well, how do we get there?
Is the casino here in Charity?
No.
Where is the casino?
What's so
Wouldn't
funny?
Would you like to know?
Yeah. Tell me where the casino is. Bro?
Yes.
Grotog? Tell me where the casino is.
Isn't his name Gortog?
Yeah. I guess.
Not Grotog. That doesn't look very comfortable.
Well, let me give you a rundown about the casino. Ever here knows a little bit about it already. Let's just talk for a moment. So, casino. There is some sort of spell in the place that the casino was in. Can't tell you much about that. But, as far as I'm concerned, I run the place, and I am an arbitrator. Casino is left up to almost all randomness. But we can superfluously bypass the randomness. And with some non-randomness, if we apply the non-randomness, so-called order, in certain areas, we can purchase items from the casino. And therefore, I am completely making this stuff up. You want prizes? You got prizes. You want numbers? You got numbers. You like high numbers? Sold.
I see. So it is like...
Hold on.
A recipe for...
I didn't see that coming, right? So... Okay.
It is like a recipe for a delicious stew.
Oh, yes, at all times.
With hidden cubes inside.
Oh, heathen cubes all the time.
Yes.
Anything that you can dream of, I assure you, my friends, I have it there in the casino. How I come upon it is a secret, even to me.
All right. I'll bite.
Will you?
Yes.
I got a muzzle for you.
Okay.
Now, you boys have... It looks like you guys have a special delivery. Do you have one such as a strange one in your group of friends?
A strange one?
Yep.
We have many of those.
I can tell that. They look like my types.
Not me. You.
Ever looks around to see if he sees the stranger.
The stranger is walking on barrels backwards. And he's like people are kind of walking after him, like, we're done cleaning up, you can put those back. And he's just kind of like, ah! He's got the beard.
Is that what he's been doing all day?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, he's been doing that, but it's been helpful some places. But now, like, they're like, come back with our barrels. He's just walking.
Sir, please. Stranger.
This is a hot dog from Java's Steel. The barrel is almost crashing to someone, but the foxes picked them up and run away with him.
This guy needs to talk to you.
He's just doing the slots. The slots are just going. Alright. You're a strange one. He's like, I am the stranger. You are a strange one.
Uh-huh.
In that case, I have a special delivery for you. Here we are. And this is a message for you. He holds it out to the stranger, who takes it. The message is a large black circle on it.
Yo, stranger, let me see.
What's up?
Yes.
Yeah, stop. Give him space.
There's pictures on it. Ever see that there are pictures on the thing?
What is it, Ever? Is it words?
Probably
is
written
it like
stranger.
Those are a cut up reader. You open it?
Mm-hmm.
It's written in primordial. Q reads primordial, right?
Yes. That's his second language.
Instead of learning like Chinese.
Yeah, no, second language.
I'm talking like Sophia Latari would do to you. Common and primordial.
Okay, Q. What did your mom teach you as your second language?
He's born. Like flames are going.
Echoing voices everywhere. And Sophia's like sitting, like, there's this like this is like the family presentation. And like Sophia's like sitting back there, she's like nodding to herself. Everyone else is like horrified.
There's like a children's storybook. Okay, I will read you. Eve Moore, right here.
It's like a recital.
Everyone
and
else
so
is
the
crying.
Dog went to the dog show and earned first place. Oh, par.
Yeah. He's a little cute. He's like, yeah. So he is like very happy. And all the other like Latari kids are like, oh.
He broke my toys again.
All the parents are like,
okay. What do you read?
What do I read?
What did you read?
What is in primordial?
It says attention Q Latari.
Really?
What the hell?
It says attention Q Latari.
That makes sense.
This message is not for you. Turn this pamphlet in to the one and only Gortog to earn a very special prize with fabulous, beautiful function.
Fabulous,
what does it say, Q?
Fabulous, beautiful function.
What? Say that again slowly. And exactly as it is written.
For
No.
The ground is flipping.
Okay, wait. But in college.
Oh.
Turn this in.
Turn this in to the man named Gortog for a...
To the one and only Gortog.
To the one and only Gortog for a special, for fabulous, beautiful function. Well, this is totally useless. I'm about to rip it up.
No!
Alright. Let's see it. As it says, the message is not for you.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
He's reading it very clearly. Fabulous, beautiful function. Well, I don't know what that means.
How's this even for?
Wait,
he puts it into the box. Pulls the box. And just leaves slots. Just going. Items fall out of the box. Just kind of spits it up. Like, each of you get receive an item. Name one item off your wish list.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Here it goes. I can do that. Hold on, I have to get out of this account. I will do that right now.
Unfortunately, I'm not sure if Coral had a wish list at this time.
Do you guys... Hello.
So, what's up? We got dinner earlier.
Okay.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Yeah, we're getting here. Yeah, we're gonna wrap up pretty soon. But
yeah, it's cool. Like, are y'all winning or do you like? Is it that? Is that a no?
No, we're not doing like a win lose situation today.
Okay.
It's more like we're all acting out our characters and progressing in the story.
Cool.
So
okay.
We haven't lost. No one's dead yet.
Okay.
So that I guess that's a win,
yeah.
Right?
Right. There was a game that came out on the regular Nintendo that was Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh,
yeah. That's the only one I played.
Which one?
Oh, you did.
I don't know what the name of it was. I was really little.
Okay.
So, yeah. But like you created the characters. You had to like do chance numbers. It was like rolling the dice.
Oh,
kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you went down into dungeons and.
That's
really old school though.
Yeah. Like Marlon and Oliver, they played.
Those games
were
really hard too.
Were they?
They were really hard.
It was really hard to get good characters. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just keep clicking.
Right.
Keep clicking.
But it took forever if you wanted a good character.
Yeah.
Cool.
These.
Read off your wish list.
So for me, I can get the Elven Chain Shirt, Far Slaying Weapon, Helm of Able Defense, Eros Wants, Frost Weapon Enchantment.
Thank you.
Which I can still do.
Okay.
I can still do that.
Can you get the enchantment without it being on the wish list though?
Oh wait, no, I can't. Because I'm not level 13 yet.
Any wish list?
So that's possible. Frost weapon. Okay. Armor of Dark Deeds and the Shield of Blade.
I don't remember.
Do you remember which one you want?
You know how these things happen. You wake up and have something in your hand. Come from a dream. Slide.
Oh no, the Helm of Able Defense. Remember that one?
Nature of the Plague.
I'll remind you later. Okay. I don't like the. See, the elven.
Is there anything in particular that Kuro wants that is not a normal item?
Get, like,
that he would like?
What
is
Armor of Dark? Or an item that could be like, does a certain type of thing.
Or would you like to upgrade one of your pieces of armor? Do you have a neck wearing thing?
Does he have anything in the neck slot?
Actually, I'll have a character builder.
He has an amulet of protection.
He has an amulet of protection?
Plus
very,
one.
It's very basic. What's the plus one on your weapon currently?
Staff of Ruin.
Mm-hmm.
Accurate Staff of Ruin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Is it plus one or two?
Plus one only.
I will take the... Can I choose?
I'll let you choose, like, out of character. One of your items pops out.
Should I take the far sliding weapon? That's the one where I can use melee. I can use a melee basic up to 5 squares away.
Oh my god. Yeah, do that.
Do that one?
Yeah.
Far sliding weapon? You'll love it. You'll love it.
I can do a melee basic, like, far away.
No, that's exactly what's supposed to be.
It's so funny because you can never see the color in that cup.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's blue. It's
yeah. Well, and I make my tea really light anyway, so.
Mm. Unlike him.
What?
Like, a dark, like, yellow, golden, green tint.
Oh, no, that's because I use the sencha that's chopped up.
Oh, okay.
I think those plants are doing better and not watering them. Just
I don't
once
think
a
so.
Day.
I know that they were doing iffy to begin with.
Because I can water that particular one twice a day if you think it'll do a difference.
I'll take a look because the other ones were kind of dying anyway, so there's just that one at the end that's doing really well.
Okay.
Or had been doing pretty well, so I'll take a look and see how that particular one is doing. If it's doing fine, once it is fine.
You gain concealment if somebody has, if someone's grabbing
you.
Wait, do you have lawful process?
Or concealment?
No, concealment. Partial.
I don't know. Okay,
I'll do the lawful process.
You gain concealment, which always means partial.
Really?
Unless
it's.
Unless you concealment, and then you have more concealment, which is total concealment. Until the end of your next turn, when you attack an enemy that is granted combat advantage to you.
You have concealment against it?
Hmm?
You have concealment against it?
You gain concealment. So...
Why is that useful?
It's a -2 to all your... It's -2 to all attacks against you. Basically, a +2
it's like the opposite of combat advantage. It's harder to hit you. It's like a +2 to AC, or all defenses.
Oh, shit, you're right.
It's your defenses. Not the other way around.
So if I was partially obscured before, or partially concealed before,
you'll get totally concealed.
Oh my god. That's why I chose it.
Okay, so
I would get the frostbite.
Concealment, -2 to attack force.
Do you have lasting frost yet?
I don't know how I'm going to get that.
You're not going to get it? I have to redo it. You're not sure you're going to do frost cheese again?
So, one of the things, so we talked about resetting your character, right?
Yeah. Can we trade?
Hmm?
Can we trade for campaigns?
What do you mean?
Like, you give me this and you get something? Because it's easier though. I'll do all the things. It's just...
I mean...
Now that the casino's up, I mean, I have no reason not to.
It's kind of like, if you want, we can do a half, like, distant casino. As you can see, Gortog is a mobile character.
Unfortunately.
Very unfortunately, Gortog is a mobile character. And his associates, of course, the Ta family especially.
Or Tog Ta.
And no. And the Pua family. Most notably, Raul.
Raul Pua.
Oh my god.
And Mr. Ta.
Lord Ta.
Lord Ta? Oh no, he's
Ta. Lord Ta and his family.
Okay.
The least of which might be Cousin Moon Ta.
Oh, is Lord Ta like Sun Ta?
Yeah.
And then his son is Moon Ta?
No.
We're not sure.
He's a distant cousin.
Oh my god. Anyway.
Or supposedly a distant cousin. Moon Ta's bluff is like...
Cousin Moon?
cousin Moon. Sorry. Anyway. So concealment is -2 attack penalty to attack rolls. If you have concealment, they can't see you properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then total concealment is like... The target is invisible.
Take it.
Now, Gortog is talking about. He's like, "Oh, wow, you guys are unlucky." He's pointing at the thing. Looks like one of your special prizes may have been an orb of resetting.
I wouldn't mind that.
That's unfortunate. You didn't get it. You know what though? We got plenty of those at the casino. Let me show you what it does. He takes an orb of resetting. He, like, takes a small, like, box. He puts it in the box. This is just a demonstration. It's not going to use up the actual thing. Taps it on the onto the slots thing. And he takes a picture. Concentrate real hard on something you deem amazingly beautiful, such as a flower. Ready? Pulls it. Pulls out. Oh, interesting. Pulls out a foxy fox. Now we take the aura we're shedding. He taps. He kind of waves over the foxy fox. The foxy fox's the foxy fox's proportions change.
To what?
Just really like oddly busty and just like really really look really really pretty. Looks like this foxy fox wanted up in charisma. He does it again. This is a strong fox. Does it again.
So essentially that
is a sickly fox. It's a sickly fox. Someone dumped their health. That's dumb. Does it again. What changed? He kind of holds it over his face. She can speak Elven.
So how do I get that?
Oh, it's expensive. Play some games. I'm running one tonight.
Do that.
But you know what? These are the ones I can keep in my pocket. It'd be best for you all if you dropped on by.
Well, how do we get there?
Well, if you don't know, sucks for you.
Never do you know how to get there?
We have no time for games. We are very serious people.
Buzz.
If Moradin has such a large account, then...
Perhaps Moradin is telling you that you must play these games. For you must have an account like him.
The stranger is staring something in the back of, The stranger has been very quiet for a while now. What the hell am I asking?
Beautiful Kopesh. Yes.
Beautiful function Kopesh?
Beautiful function.
It's not, you didn't get a brand new Kopesh, did you?
It's a scroll.
You got a scroll that you can just kind of wipe and shine your Kopesh with.
And it transforms.
It's like just add water. It's one of those weird, freaking things. The stranger is looking at something that he got.
What is it?
The stranger, what did you get?
He's winding it up.
Is that a jack in the box?
No. It takes off. It flies around. And then Gortog is watching. Well, it's no good without a demonstration. He reaches into his pocket and lets go a few balloons. The monkey in the flying plane shoots the balloons. He flies back to Stranger. Yeah.
Well, we have a monkey now.
Kuro is focused. Why do I remember fighting balloons? Eros, do you remember fighting balloons at some point in your life? Yes, listen to the gods. Moradin loves you.
Thank you, Kuro.
Loves you. Listen to the gods. Moradin
loves you.
No, it's Moradin loves you. So bad.
He's gonna have a camp.
Can have a camp.
Kuro's dream house to have a camp and he teaches a little children to be essentially dwarven crafts.
That's his epic destiny.
Camp.
Is there anything else? Well, how do people find out how to get there then?
The stranger's hugging his little plane. He's just... And Gortog is like, well, you gotta earn your way there. It's not likely that you'll... I mean, if Ever's with you, you might be able to find it. But so many of you. I don't know.
I think we can do it.
Can you do it?
Sure.
Well, tell you what. I'll give you a hand.
Okay.
If you participate and win tonight's event.
I'll do it.
Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah?
Will the event be here?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, then. Let's get out. I gotta prepare.
Okay, we're all gonna leave. I'm just gonna head out.
Just let me know what the event is.
Everybody doesn't have any idea because that would be considered cheating. And Gortog is not about cheating unless it's him. This is where we're going to cut it.
Nice.
Because it's now about the
end. That's pretty perfect, actually.
Yeah.
You have to play the ending theme.
Oh, yeah.
How long can Q... How long does it take for Q to... Well, if I had the Frost Weapon enchantment now...
Yes.
How long does it take for Q to do it? Put it on the crossbow.
Probably less than an hour. I just need time to concentrate.
Okay.
Gortog prepares.
No. Oh my gosh, wait. I think they just did the listen hands.
Yeah, did they?
Said GG Nobri. I was like, what? How did this come up?
This is actually a bad call. This one.
There we go, let's go more again.
Went to end this dance?
We should all learn this dance.
So wait, is the event actually going to be on me tonight, or like on Slack or something? Or
no.
Is it going to be? Okay, it's going to be another
It's going to be next session.
Okay.
Be prepared for combat.
Okay.
What is that session?
Okay, here's the thing. Is it possible for Everlus to get the Orb of Resetting before then? Please! Is there stuff that Everlus needs to do? He'll do it. No worries, man.
Okay, so...
As Everlus would say.
Event?
Should I roll bluff?
Yeah, the event is at... The event is at... It's currently, because although Gortog wastes a lot of your time,
yeah.
And he enjoys it,
yeah.
He's actually moved faster than anyone else in the day.
Yeah.
It's only been 15 minutes since you met him. He's already showered in front of you.
I feel like I know him now.
He's already showered in front of you. It feels like you're ready to do him.
Yeah.
Wait, how does this feel? Yeah, it feels like he's showered in front of you. And it's only 6:15. He tells you that the event is now at 10 p.m.
Okay. That was pretty quickly then, okay.
So, he says, if you get to him, he can throw a bundle of papers at you. He says, if you get all this done, I'll consider it.
Okay.
So if you do a bunch of chops challenges, and I'll give you a beat hazard challenge.
Okay. What is, like, soundtrack? I could do soundtrack for Everlus. I could do...
It's specific. There are a bunch of stuff that you can do. And if you're willing to do all of them, you can get the Orbitary 7.
I can do it.
Okay.
What's the next thing? That we should talk about.
Oh, my next day off is Tuesday. After that, it's Sunday.
Which is
Rock.
I think it might be good.